Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. Welcome back to Do This, Not That, and I cannot believe it. I've recorded 117 episodes of this thing, and I have not talked about what is perhaps the most effective and impactful form of marketing, and that is waitlist and pre-registration marketing. And I don't care if you're a business marketer or a consumer marketer, if you're not leveraging waitlists, okay, you are missing the boat. Why do I say that? And first of all, what is it? Right? So when you have a waitlist or you have a pre-registration marketing program, what you are doing is allowing a segment of your audience to show interest in your offer before it actually becomes available. And they're usually giving their email address or something like that to get on this waitlist or to pre-register for that thing. Now, I got all sorts of data and tips about what you got to do, but you may not even realize it. But this idea of waitlist marketing drives so many business and consumer brands and how they're driving interest for their products and updates to their products. I mean, Cybertruck from Tesla, that whole thing is a waitlist, right? That's the entire model. But how about Robinhood, you know, the popular stock trading app? They had a waitlist of over 1 million people where they got going. Or how about Airtable, right? That's that no-code database platform. They had a waitlist before they got going with over 50,000 people and it helped them to raise millions of dollars in funding. But then they double down on it all the time now. Every time they have a new feature or some sort of integration, they get people to sign up for a waitlist to get early access to it. And their waitlist on average of over 250,000 people. Notion, right? The popular productivity app. That is how they launch their business. That is how they launch every new feature, is leveraging waitlist. Allbirds. How about the shoe that I don't know how it got so popular? Well, guess what? It got so popular because they leverage waitlist for their original product and every product thereafter. Or how about Third Love? Third Love's entire business and the way that they go to market is with waitlist. Glossier. I don't think I'm even saying that right, which is the popular beauty brand. Their waitlist approach to marketing is how they launch new product lines. So it is everywhere. Business and consumer marketers are leveraging waitlists, and this is how they are winning. So let's first break into some of the numbers before we get into the simple ways that you can get this into play. So a recent study by Harvard Business Review found that when customers join a waitlist or pre-register for a product or service, there is an 85% higher lifetime value compared to those that don't. Come on, that's bananas. Now, another stat from Winter Research. Waitlists can increase conversion rates for business offers by over 50% and consumer offers by over 80% compared to traditional sales methods. And on email promotions, when you're sending out your emails, when you mention a waitlist in the subject line, it can increase your open rates by over 40%. Now, of course, waitlists build anticipation, they build excitement, and people just want to get on the inside. But the other thing that waitlists do, right, is it allows you to get an idea of, is this a good idea? Is what I'm about to go to market with a really good idea? You want to do a waitlist before you're ready. Okay, let's say you have a software product. It's not even fully done yet. You think it's the greatest product in the world. You think it's a can't miss. But you put it out there, say, sign up for the waitlist to get early access to our blah, blah, blah product. And guess what? Let's say you get crickets. Nobody signed up. Nobody's interested. You're like, uh-oh, back to the drawing board, right? It allows you to take that deep breath, say, oh, there's not as much interest there as I thought. On the flip side of that, right, let's say you're going out there with some sort of, you know, get on the waitlist for this new consumer product. And all of a sudden you have a surge. You're like, oh my goodness, I wasn't expecting this. We need to make sure our inventory is ready for this. Maybe you are doing some sort of online one-to-one coaching or masterclass, and you do a waitlist, a pre-registration, and you see a huge number of signups. Are you prepared for that? It allows you to measure the interest and not only generate that excitement, but measure the interest, good or bad, for whatever it is that you're about to go to market with. The other really valuable thing is you get to see who is interested, right? You develop this product or this service, or let's say you're going to put on a new conference or a new event, and then you put it out there and you say, hey, sign up for the waitlist to get early access, beta access, first access, or pre-registration, right? Same idea. And then you get all of these people signing up. And then you look at the data, you look at the job titles, the job functions, the employee sizes of the people signing up. Maybe it's the income on the consumer side. Maybe it's location, geographic location. It could be anything, right? And now you're looking at, say, wait a minute, this is a very different population of people than we anticipated signing up for this thing. And then you can adjust your marketing following that. So a waitlist and a pre-registration strategy can be a massive, massive home run. This is how I started Guru Conference. So I put on a virtual conference. I put on a lot of virtual conferences now. But the first time I put on Guru Conference, which is a very large free virtual email marketing event, and I had no idea if this was going to work or not. I said, I want to put on a really big virtual email marketing event. And I had no plan whatsoever. I didn't have a single speaker. I didn't have a platform to put it on. I had nothing. Okay. I went on and I did one social post and I said, we're announcing a pre-registration list. Sign up. And if you sign up, you'll get early access to the Guru Conference, the virtual event. And I did that to measure the interest. Thankfully, we had over 2,000 people pre-register in 24 hours. I was like, uh-oh, now I actually have to do this thing. But it allows you to measure that interest. Now, there are some key steps that you want to do to make sure that when you are setting up your waitlist or your pre-registration plan, number one is come up with a waitlist incentive, right? Something, why should they sign up to get on the waitlist or to pre-register? If it's for a conference, maybe it's a discount, right? Or maybe if it's a software product, they get beta access to something to try it out first, some kind of incentive. The second thing is you create your waitlist page. You make it super simple to sign up. Usually it's one or two fields. They give their email address and that's it. Then you promote your waitlist. You get people excited. You create that energy around exclusivity and scarcity and all the other behavioral things that get us excited about getting on the inside, right? We all want to be behind the curtain. And then ongoing, who's ever signing up, keep your waitlist hyped with updates. Send them emails, say, this is going on. You're going to love it when you get access to this. You're going to be the first one to get access because you signed up. Get them hyped. If you're not leveraging waitlists and pre-registration, I think you are missing the boat. All right. Before we get into Since You Didn't Ask, which is the ridiculous portion of this podcast, I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. What's a Marigold? Listen, I know everybody out there has an email sending platform or a platform they do all of their relationship marketing or whatever. I use Marigold. It is incredible. Okay, I send out billions of emails with them. It is just an easy tool. So if you haven't checked them out, you should check out Meet Marigold. It is my email sending platform of choice, but also they have a great piece of content that you can get access to at jschwedelson.com/Marigold. That's my name, jschwedelson.com/Marigold. And you can get the 2024 State of Loyalty Report. And they break down how to do loyalty marketing, not just with points and stuff like that, but how to use segmentation for loyalty. So if you want the free report, you go to jschwedelson.com/Marigold. All right, let's get into Since You Didn't Ask, the ridiculous portion of this podcast. So what is going on? So I try so hard to find good things to watch on television, and I'm a loser. I can't find the right thing. So this weekend, I was like, okay, I saw there was the new movie, Mother of the Bride, was on Netflix, all right? And I was like, this is going to be good, because I saw who was in it. Brooke Shields is in it. Okay, Miranda Cosgrove, who's the girl from iCarly, was in it. Chad Michael Murray from One Tree Hill. And Benjamin Bratt from Law and Order. I'm like, all these are great stars. Okay, this is going to be a great movie. This movie was horrible. I mean, and I like horrible movies, but it was next level horrible. I don't know what happens to these actors and actresses, but they forgot how to act. How is it that Brooke Shields, Miranda Cosgrove, Chad Michael Murray and Benjamin Bratt don't know how to act. And I'm not a guy. It was terrible. I can't act, but neither can they. Anyway, I don't know why I get so worked up about that. But on a positive note, I was very, very excited to hear, which I know you're all going to care about immensely, The Bachelor has been renewed for another season. This just came out. I'm very happy. I know you don't care, but this is important. Season 29, it's going to be awesome. They also just renewed American Idol, which I don't understand how that's still in the air. Who is the last famous person that came out of American Idol? I mean, I know there was like Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood, but has anybody done anything coming out of American Idol in like 10 years? I don't even know who the judges are. Is Lionel Richie a judge? I don't know. And then the other thing was that, again, nobody's going to care about, is that Bravo has renewed every version of The Real Housewives. This just came out. Atlanta, Beverly Hills, Miami, New York, Potomac, Orange County, Salt Lake City. I'm hyped. Yes, I'm hyped. Listen, you might watch really smart TV and you might be really intellectual. Like maybe you're watching Franklin with Michael Douglas. Please, I put that on. It was so boring. I mean, it was so epically boring. Who are you kidding? Watch The Real Housewives. Move on. Anyway, thanks for checking this out. If this wasn't horrible, leave it a review. If it was horrible, you could also leave a review. That wouldn't be as cool. And hit me up on jschwedelson.com. Drop me a note. Let me know what's going on. And make sure you register for Guru Conference, the world's largest free virtual email marketing event. We will run out of spots. Sarah Jessica Parker is going to be there. Come on. See you there. Thanks. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.